We are all here from different walks of life, from different languages and cultures, seeking one thing, seeking to learn how to walk with God.
Do you think that maybe Zimbabweans will leave that conference with something that will empower others back home?
One of the ways in which that is going to happen is all of us, like they say, that life is a journey. We are in a journey of knowing, we are in a journey of discovering. And here, when you come to interact with somebody who does not speak your language, but you have intentions and goals that are the same, it really, really becomes a very fascinating dance. So we are learning to dance with our brothers and sisters, with our own differences, cultural differences and backgrounds, but moving forward.
Now, looking at religion and politics, usually I know that ministers of religion like you always want to avoid some of these topics, but we know that there is something that ministers of religion can do to actually transform Zimbabwe. What is that which can be done by people like you to change Zimbabwe?
The Bible reminds us what the Lord requires from us. And it says it requires us to do justice and walk humbly with God. As long as all of us can walk with humility with our brothers and sisters, with our fellow countrymen, as long as we are all aiming at justice, and justice is very broad, and we practice justice every day in our own homes, with our children, with our parents, there is a level of justice. But that level of justice differs when you look at the country as a whole. So if all the leaders would do justice, and justice boils back to the golden rule, do unto others as you would like them do unto you. Mm-hmm. Once we are all conscious of that, then I think things might change. It changes us first. It changes the way we look at others. And if others would respond the same, I think it will be a sweet walk together.
What is the starting point if that has to happen?
The starting point is you. You can never in this world change somebody else unless you change yourself first. So leaders, those that are called into leadership, they have to understand what they are called to, because it's not just an easy thing. You don't lead yourself, you lead people. The first thing to change is you. When you are in that position, you are not there to satisfy your own self ends. You die into yourself, you lose yourself, and you are there as a servant. That is what Jesus did. Jesus came to be a servant, and he is a servant leader. And unless we are all servant leaders, then we will never achieve that. In our culture, it is there. Inkosi, inkosi ngabantu, umuntu umuntu ngabantu. Meaning, you have to be humble. You have to submit to what the people need. Then that way, your leadership will be fed in a multifaceted way, not only by your own opinions, but by the opinions of everyone. And then everyone has a stake. You would have challenged the nation to participate in the leadership. And if everybody is in the leadership, then what is there to complain about? We are all doing well because we are meeting all of our needs as a people.
Naturally, we know that politics and religion clash. So if ever you try to engage politicians, they will feel sort of like being challenged. So how do you, drip your way through using the word of God?
Politics and religion do not clash in a way. But we, the people, clash because we come into the game with wrong motives. Political leaders are leaders that are there to serve the people. That is why they are put into the office by the vote of the people. And what it means is they have to be in a position to listen. Listening is very crucial, and this is what we are learning here. Like I was saying, that listening to different cultures, and listening is not just listening in a verbal kind of communication alone. There are so many ways one person can listen. Be there. Be present, be available, be reachable, be accessible. That's the way of listening. But at the same time, as I say that there is no clash, it is when we push our own interests that is not right. And then, of course, the preachers, and that does not exonerate the preachers. We are also guilty sometimes, even though we say God called us. God calls and people, God's people, the church, confirm our calling. So it works. It works more or less the same.
So then, briefly, you know, my last question: what do you think about the future of Zimbabwe with what is happening right now?
I think that the future of Zimbabwe has, first of all, the Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest shall be added." I think that when we try to do it our own way, then we are bound to fail, because our own way is many, many ways. But if we look for God first and put God in position, it will transform the way we perceive things. It will transform the way we relate with our brothers and sisters, transform the way we look at the world. What are we looking for? Why are we here? Why do we live? And when we realize that even us as people, we are temporarily here, and then we'll realize that there is no reason to amass all the wealth to one person, but we are there to serve everybody, and we become a happy nation. So I believe personally that if God is first in your life, you will see God, or the face of God, in each and every human being, and then you will treat them accordingly.